a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
And when Dave Heller says this Friday, you know, he means Fridays that they're playing. The beautiful thing about a podcast is you could be listening to the show during a week where they have fireworks. It's also possible that some of you are listening to this and the season's been over for a couple of months.
Sometimes the podcast is relevant and sometimes it's not.
Well, you know, we just hope that you'll go to a ball game and let them know that Nacho Radio is the reason you're there. That's all we ask. And when you tell someone Nacho Radio sent you, don't tell Darren. He doesn't need to know that.
No, I know already.
He can tell the minute you walk into the store whether you're not here.
All you have to do is just do this. And that's enough.
Isn't that the greatest?
That's
and I like that enough. that was a listener idea. The lady that went to the Davenport Zoning Commission, I guess she's got... I just thought she was goofy. I didn't realize that she had some mental problems.
Oh, I thought it was... I thought it was relatively obvious.
I just thought she was just a fun nut.
No,
not like an actual.
No, I think she was. I think she is in need.
Well, there's a GoFundMe page if you'd like to help her out.
Okay,
we put a link on our Facebook page.
All right, well there you go.
If you feel, you know, it was awkward, and that's why I liked it. I didn't realize that. I don't know. I mean, you know, mental health is it's a confounding issue, and I didn't think she was. To me, she just seemed goofy.
I think more than goofy.
Okay, well, you were right about that.
Okay.
So we put a link on the Facebook page to the GoFundMe account if you'd like to help this woman, because she's not getting any money from her ex-husband or her parents. I want to share with you one of my favorite texts we've ever got here. This made my day. I want to thank the 309 for sending this in.
I see that you've cut the banana bread, but have you had any of the banana bread?
Yeah, it's not my best. I don't feel good. I'd offer you some, but I don't feel like it's that good. Maybe I waited too long, because I made it on Sunday night, and here it is. What is today, Wednesday?
What's the problem with it?
It's not my best.
Mealy? Too dry?
I think the ingredients were substandard.
There's no bananas in it.
No. That's essential. I got that part right.
It's not banana bread. That's the problem.
It's banana bread. I used plantains.
That should be close enough.
I wonder if that would be a thing.
Plantain bread?
Is that a thing?
I was thinking about this. I don't know why it hit me. I guess it's maybe just the time of year.
Yes. All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
Thank you, Peter Frampton. Mm-hmm. It's just the time of year. I wonder how long it would take for the authorities to tell us to cool it if we were to open up our own lemonade stand, put the sprinkler out with a sign that says, free use of sprinkler with lemonade purchase.
With purchase.
With purchase.
I like that. That's not bad. We offer the sprinkler to paying customers.
To paying customers.
Yeah, and then it becomes a Starbucks thing.
It's pay to play.
Right.
Well, no, we don't want people relieving themselves on the lawn.
Nobody said relieving themselves.
No, we just said playing in the sprinkler.
The sprinkler is free.
And...
to paying customers only.
And it is, in fact, monitored, so it's not like you're there all day because you had a glass of lemonade.
Right. At some point, you're making me look like a jackass for opening up a lemonade stand. And I can't have this.
At some point,
I'm not a man who can
on you.
I am not a man who can afford to look ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
So this text came to us here on the text line, 470-23-NACHO, from the 309. It says, true story. My wife and I went to a restaurant in France. I thought of one of Darren's favorite jokes when my wife looked at the menu and pointed out that they just call it onion soup.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful? You're in France and you're thinking about this idiot podcast that you enjoy so well. Thanks for having us in your brain.
I'll have the onion soup. No need to call it French.
And Angry Turtle says that my impression of Paul McCartney and Stewie sound an awful lot alike.
Maybe yesterday it did.
Yesterday.
Maybe.
I see what you did there. Yeah. I like how everything's a Beatle reference for you. Are you capable of thinking of anything other than the Beatles?
Can we get back to the podcast?
Oh, here we are. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're glad you're here. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. You wanted more for me than casual conversation.
Doesn't just, sound like Stewie, does
no,
it?
No, not at all. Well, that was Stewie.
Okay.
That was my Stewie. What was that supposed to be?
I really should get out in the sprinkler because I haven't had a chance to show off my tan walk.
Just doing my tan walk. And he put out a double A side single, huh?
Whatever that
again,
means.
Again, I know we played this earlier. But...
I saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more than casual conversation.
Right, I do like that.
See.
The rest of the song kind of goes nowhere for me, but I do enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And then the other song is called I Don't Know,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a slower, sad song.
Yeah, but pretty groovy bass line in it.
Now, is he the one playing the bass?
Yes.
In that?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Yeah, he didn't. He saves money that way.
Did you see any of the carpool karaoke he did with James Corden?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
It's pretty. I like the idea. James Corden's a guy. I sometimes struggle.
See, I had never seen his show before.
Yeah.
I know of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know he's been around a while, and I know he does this carpool karaoke.
Right.
I guess I'd never seen it before. I guess I didn't realize that, like, they try to do it in a very real way that they get the words wrong sometimes.
Yeah, really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I thought they were a little more, it was a little bit more of a professional thing where he doesn't really attempt to be too professional about it.
No, it's just he's singing along in a car.
Singing along in a car.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, and he's done it a lot. And at some point, I think he's going to run out of people to do it with.
Right.
Because I think he's done it with everybody now. Now that Paul McCartney's done it. But I did really like when they were signing their names to the Penny Lane thing on the wall, and then James Corden's like, no one's going to believe,
no,
that's,
believe
signature.
That's your signature.
They'll never believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was pretty clever. Welcome to the top five things. I know I've said that before, but I really want you to feel.
Really
I
means
I
it.
Want you to feel welcome. This should be a safe place for everybody. Got the top five things that we can go over. We also have some stories of some people in Florida making some terrible decisions. And I can't believe we missed out on this. I guess a couple of days ago, Naperville, Illinois, had their Rib Fest. And you know who headlined it?
Say y'all having a good time.
Really? He was that close, huh?
You and I, if we could stand to be in Naperville for 2 seconds, we could have gone and eaten ribs and then partied.
Just pumped our fist with a rib in our hand.
Just imagine just cleaning out a rib.
Just everyone's face has got barbecue sauce all
right?
over it, and they can't stop the party.
Right? It does kind of sound like heaven on earth.
Yeah, Pitbull might even
ribs?
Have barbecue sauce on his face.
Oh, stop it.
It's the part of his persona.
And you know he's got a boat. He's got all like white clothing all the time, right? So there's just barbecue sauce
everywhere.
All over, either from him being a messy eater
or
people touching him.
Or yes, just everyone hugging him.
Napervillians glad-handing Pitbull. They're so happy he's there to headline their Rib Fest. I didn't realize that
Now, when will he make his way to the Tax Slayer Center?
Well, I have to imagine at some point. And when he does, I want you to know this.
He's not playing the fair this year, clearly.
Which fair? The Mississippi Valley Fair?
Yes.
No.
Mm.
Although Sublime with
Rome.
Yeah. I'll be introducing the band.
That, now is that...
Very, very excited about
now
that.
Now, is that the...
Hey.
That's the quote-unquote rock act this year? Or no?
That is... There's another rock band.
There's
as well.
Another rock band.
Is it Styx?
I don't think they have a classic band this year. Is it Theory of a Dead Man or something?
You're right. It is Theory of a Dead Man. So it's two kind of newer rock bands.
Well, 20 years old as opposed to 50.
Well, there's that. Yeah. And Theory of a Dead Man was here last year.
That's part of Rock the District.
Yeah, didn't they do Rock the District?
I don't know if it was last year.
Who can keep track? Who can keep track?
Yeah, once we got into the teens, I just gave up.
Let's see. Pitbull is touring with Enrique Iglesias.
That's a double bill.
Yeah. The tour started at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois.
We had another opportunity. We're blowing it, boy. We're blowing it.
Wait, so he did Rosemont? Okay, that was a year ago. Okay, and then he just did,
well,
I guess, Naperville Rib Fest. Say y'all having a good time out there. And everyone just throws bones at him
They're
at that
just,
point in the song.
Yeah!
It's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show with Pitbull and barbecue. Why wouldn't you? What was the festival here that they had Rib Fest and they decided, well, we'll make it this thing and Rib Fest? Was that River Roots Live?
Yes.
Or
But then that's gone away too.
So River Roots Live is now alternating currents.
But is that happening? Or yeah. is that happening?
Yeah, we were downtown over the weekend. The family, we like to walk around.
It's yet to have happened though this year.
Yeah, and we walked by the Adler with the cool new Art Deco a marquee. Mm-hmm. Looks really cool. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening downtown these days. But the thing that that drove me nuts was I walked by the Adler and I saw who the headliner was for this alternating current.
And?
I'd never heard of him, and maybe you have because you're a little bit more tuned into music.
Well, that's true.
It's like Joe the Ox or something, or Bear Pig, or I don't even know what the hell it's called.
Hmm.
But they're the headliner. Like last year, the headliner was Ben Folds. I'm a big fan of Ben Folds. Not a big enough fan to go to the show.
No.
But I think the headliner this year
Tell me how it was.
Let's see. The alternating currents, the headliner there at the Adler is... It's like Joe Ox or Babe the Blue Ox. No, Babe the Blue Ox would make sense. They're called... This is the name of the band. And for those of you that have been screaming at your phone the right name of the band, I'm sorry. It's just I've never heard of this band. I don't know what they play. The band is called... Dr. Dog. Are you familiar with Dr. Dog? Looks like a bunch of hipsters that are sitting in a kitchen.
Is that Cesar Millan's band?
Well, you know, Cesar Millan would say, are you walking the dog, or is the dog walking you?
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Dr. Dog, help me out. What do they play? What's their thing? Do they have a big hit song? There is some...
We couldn't get Hoodie Allen? First team, All-American, bitch.
What is Dr. Dog's big hit? Are they... Not Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Just Dr. Dog.
Not the barking dogs.
No. I don't know what kind of band they are. All right. Heart It Races, I guess. This is a big hit from Dr. Dog. I think these are indie kids. Just from the looks of them.
And we're slow to acknowledge the knots in our laces, all it races.
What is this?
And we go back to where we moved out to the places.
Well, I don't hate this, but I don't know what the point of it is. That's Darren clapping, by the way. Okay, someone says that Dr. Dog is criminally underrated. Huh. Maybe I'll spend some time listening to Dr. Dog.
I have some time.
I got news for you. I'm not going to go see him live.
Maybe we'll play it when we put the sprinkler out. The music's free, too.
Dr. Dog. Now, here's what we'll do. We'll have Dr. Dog music with the speaker that's by the lemonade stand. But outside the lemonade stand, we'll be playing Barry Manilow to chase away loiters. Anyone loitering.
You're not buying lemonade. Keep moving.
Although, honestly, I'd rather have the Barry Manilow where I'm selling the lemonade. Because that's
your jam.
This lemonade will never sell. They'll never understand.
We made too much lemonade.
You want to do the top?
We're going to have surplus lemonade.
You want to do the top five things?
We're going to have to move this lemonade. So we're slashing prices.
What song are you singing? It sounds like you're just making this up as you go along.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They are at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Check out their brand new location. It's fantastic. Their bridal sale's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350. And their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. And their custom bridal line, they offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time that they help find you the perfect piece for whatever occasion. Come in and feel the difference. See and feel the difference. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are now open from Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 5:30, and then they're open on Saturday from 10 till 3 p.m. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're locally owned and operated, and the new location again, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. When you're there, please mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you'll have an opportunity to play in their sprinkler. No.
Boy, you're not letting go of this idea.
With a purchase, you will receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, so mention Nacho Radio. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. And how about their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw? Absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week with fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Like them on Facebook as well. And make sure you mention Nacho Radio. When you do, you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Hey, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Number one.
Number one.
It says here that the two biggest influences on Dr. Dog are the Beatles and the Beach Boys.
Well, there you go.
So that seems like it should be right up your alley.
No reason we shouldn't be playing that in the front lawn.
Neo Psychedelica from Philadelphia.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I'll spend some time.
I'm kind of Neo Psychedelica.
You know what?
I was Neo Psychedelica back before Neo Psychedelica.
I'm trying to look here. It's like shoegazing, right? What is that? What is Neo Psychedelica? What does that even mean?
All I know is...
Is it like Animal Collective, psychedelic?
I enjoy listening to my 3 o'clock records.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means.
Or my Dukes of Stratosphere records.
Ooh, I've been spending some time with the Dukes of Stratosphere lately.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good stuff.
It sure is.
I didn't realize the one record came out in between Skylarking and Apples and Lemons.
Oranges and Lemons.
Okay, what?
Yeah. Oh, they were.
You want to sit here and bust my balls?
They were on quite. They were on quite a roll.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. So the Dukes of Stratosphere is basically XTC put out albums as another band.
Yes.
Not like the Beatles saying, "Hey, we're Sgt. Pepper's band," but really we're the Beatles.
No.
Their whole gimmick was, "No, we're a completely different thing."
Which they weren't.
They weren't. He just put out a new song.
He did?
Yeah, and it's called Apples and Oranges or something. It's an old Syd Barrett cover, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he put it out, and it sold out, which I don't quite understand the point of that. Like, he printed, like, 1,000 copies of it. Andy Partridge of XTC. And I'm kind of bummed I can't get my hands on it.
I wonder if he got any of that Keith Partridge money, or even attempted to.
Well, I don't think they're really related.
Well, they weren't really the Dukes of Stratosphere.
Number one.
Number one.
These are all good points. Although Andy Partridge really is a
Partridge. I'm just a country lawyer.
Speaking of your Beatles, they are in the news again today because Drake has bested an all-time record. They said could never be broken.
It's a different period, folks. It's just not the same ball game, is it? It's not the same ball game.
The Drake.
You can say he broke it, but it's not really the same thing.
Why not? Well, let's have this conversation, because why not?
Because it just isn't.
Well, here's the thing. The Beatles had the top five songs.
Top five songs.
They had one through five.
Yes.
Drake right now has 7 of the top 10 spots in the top 100 charts.
Mm-hmm.
He has 7 in the top 10, right? And he's got a bunch of others that are currently. Right now, if you were to listen to Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Be all Drake.
Number 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all Drake songs.
What was the order?
1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9. So not 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
So it's not the same thing.
Of course, the way we consume music and the way it's delivered is drastically different than it was in 1964. But my argument would be. Who did the Beatles have to really compete against in 1964? Telestar? I mean, what else was there to buy back then?
No, the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Rolling Stones?
Stones, not 1964.
They had a record out in 1964.
No one here cared about the Rolling Stones in 1964.
Didn't mean they didn't exist. Herman's Hermits?
Now, again, the headline is that Drake beat the Beatles' record, but he didn't, because they had all 5 of the top 5 songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 7 of the top 10. Which I guess makes sense, but if you're listening to Top 40 Radio right now, is every other song a Drake song?
It would have to be,
right?
Yes, I mean, being that they what is a rotation on a hit song, like an A song.
Right. So the way
is it basically once every 70 minutes?
The way that you schedule, oh gosh, I think
is it even tighter than that?
I think in top 40 it's much tighter than that. Okay. You might hear the same song every 65 minutes. it's much tighter.
Okay. Good point.
So he's got the number one song, number two, number four, number six, number seven, number eight, and number nine.
I have to believe that there's a ton of Drake that I know that I just don't realize it's Drake.
Okay, this is my next point. Because in reading on to this, he now has 31 songs that have made it to the top 10.
Okay.
I know he's got a song called Started at the Bottom and Now We're Here or something. I don't even know the name of the song.
Is his song, right?
Oh, yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Okay, so I know two songs.
But I bet I know more.
He's had 31 top 10 hits. It would be weird if we knew all 31 of those songs.
When does he have time to do all this? Isn't he always at the Raptors games?
Right now, in the top 100, he has 27 songs. Which breaks his own record for simultaneously charted titles.
And I'm surprised that people are still down with him. I mean, he's been around for a little while.
Wait. He has 27 songs in the top 40 right now? And right now he's got 25 tracks in the top... Oh, that's in the top 200. In the top 200, he's got 25 tracks.
But I think it's like every track that's on his new record.
So how many songs do you think have charted in Drake's career? How many songs have charted?
So what does that mean? The top 40 or top 100?
Top 100.
50?
It's 186 songs.
I didn't know he had 186 songs.
Well, I didn't. Why would you? Music is stupid.
You're not telling me it's a different game. Of course it's a completely different situation.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a broken industry.
He farts in a Dixie cup and that's a song.
You used to fart in my Dixie cup.
You used to fart in the Dixie cup.
So you're not buying that he beat the Beatles record?
No.
Because the Beatles record is number one through number five.
Yeah, and it's a
not one, two, four, six, seven, eight, nine.
Different thing. You actually went out and physically bought a record. No one's physically buying a record.
So in 1964, was every other song by the Beatles?
I know that at that time they had 14 songs in the top 100.
I would think that would drive people crazy, and they'd get sick of the Beatles by 65 or 66. You'd have had enough of them. But then this Drake must have been around for a while if he's got 186 songs.
Well, he's been around longer than the Beatles.
There are bands that I love. Their entire career is not 186 songs. Like, these are singles that he's released?
I guess.
You're right. It's just a different time.
Two.
And, you know, it's not to say one is better than the other, but clearly...
It's different.
It's just different, yeah. And I don't know how you...
65 minutes, 70 minutes.
It's a much tighter rotation.
much tighter.
70 minutes. Try 65, buddy.
Okay,
Tighter rotation on that. I don't know. I'll ask. Number two, Billy Dee Williams is going to be in the new Star Wars movie, reprising his role as pansexual Lando Calrissian.
What does that mean?
Well, they made a point in the new Solo movie that Lando, I guess, sleeps with anything. Like, he had sex with a robot, I guess.
Oh, I got... Well,
I don't know if they're going to bring that up.
I can see that. I can see that from Billy Dee.
Not if you... Oh, from Billy Dee.
Yeah. I can see Billy Dee just pretty much, you know... Yeah. What do you got?
So, Donald Glover plays Lando in the Solo movie, which I wanted to see this week.
So, any of those creatures in the cantina he's down with?
Well, that's what the rumor is.
That's the idea?
The rumor is that...
What do you mean a rumor?
Because they don't come out and say it. They kind of hint around about it. That Lando, you know...
Anything that moves.
Yeah.
Or anything that doesn't move.
Right. And if you saw the robot, he's rumored to have
sex with.
What was the name of that? It's not even a sexy robot.
What was the name of that thing that was like a hole in the ground?
The Sarlacc pit?
He probably would put his wiener in that.
Well, he kind of did for a little bit.
Yeah.
Almost did. There's the story where Donald Glover gets the role in the Han Solo movie as Lando Calrissian, and he gets a meeting with Billy Dee Williams.
Sure.
And he's like, Mr. Billy Dee, thank you so much. He's like,
how should I treat this?
Here are some thoughts I have for the character. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking like maybe he grew up, as the only maybe he was like the only black person, and everyone was like privileged, and he saw this wealth, so that really informs a lot of his choices, and he's really trying to, you know, better himself, and I think the character is motivated by this and that and this, and I was just wondering, you know, what your take is on all this. Cool. And Billy Dee Williams like listens to him go off for like 20-25 minutes mm-hmm. about what he's going to bring to Lando, and Billy's like, I don't know about any of that, man. Just be charming. That's the whole bit. Like, what are you talking? Coming up with a backstory? It's a guy in outer space wearing a cape.
Just make sure you got plenty of malt liquor.
You know what? Billy Dee Williams is 81 years old.
Sure he is.
And he will be reprising the role that you know he did in Empire Strikes
Back. And
what's
the name of the new movie?
Return of the Jedi. Well, we don't know yet. It's just episode 9 right now. It doesn't come out until December of next year, and they're going to start filming later on this summer.
Maybe the next movie will be called, no, really, The Last Jedi.
This one will be The Last Jedi. No, but this one is The Last Jedi. And this one, no. Yeah.
Number 3. But they're killing everybody off.
Well, that's got to make you nervous, too, if you're Billy Dee Williams. Like,
I mean,
he's really
killing
everybody off. He's the last one from the original trilogy. Like, they're all dead.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carrie Fisher died?
Yeah.
I mean, I know she died. She died.
Yeah, the character did not die.
Okay, so that's still around.
Yeah.
Princess Leia is still available. What if he, like, dresses up like...
There's a scene. We can talk about this.
He dresses up, he kind of looks like Dennis Rodman, but it's him as Princess Leia.
The movie has been out long enough now that it's even on Netflix, so we can talk about this. At one point in The Last Jedi, her son... is attacking the ship, and
whose son?
Princess Leia's son is the bad guy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's no way to treat a lady.
They're attacking the ship, and
why would? How did that happen? Boy, I tell you what, that is a screwed up family, the Skywalkers.
They really have
issues. I mean, what a bunch of... Talk about no drama, Obama.
It's a real saga.
You can't trust anybody in that family.
Well, Did Han Solo have
a baby with Carrie Fisher?
With Princess Leia, yes.
And this is the kid?
Kylo Ren, yes.
That's Kylo Ren?
Yes.
How do you get that name?
Well, when you go to the dark side, you get a new name. So he was... I give up. He was Ben Solo, and then he went to learn how to use the Force from Luke Skywalker.
And then Luke killed him?
Well, Luke Skywalker walks in on him sleeping.
That's his uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Luke walks in on him sleeping. And he's looking at his nephew sleeping. He's like, well, this baby's really evil. I got to kill him. And then he tries
to kill the baby?
Well, he's like a teenager at this point. And then he wakes up. Kylo Ren wakes up. He's like, whoa, Uncle Luke, what the F?
Yeah.
And then they have a big fight. And then he destroys the temple and becomes a bad guy.
And kills Luke?
Well, he doesn't kill Luke. I'm not going to spoil that for you, but I will say this. At one point, Kylo Ren and the stormtroopers are shooting at the ship the Princess Leia's in, and they blow up the ship, and she goes flying out into space.
Who does?
Princess Leia.
Okay, but she survives.
She goes flying out into space.
Uh-huh.
And when you're watching it the first time, you're like, oh, boy, so this is how they're going to kill out Princess Leia. This is a big moment. And then she's out in space, and then she just is like, no... I can fly now. I'm going to fly back into the spaceship.
She's magic?
Yeah. That was a moment that a lot of people had a problem with.
What movie was that?
Liz in The Last Jedi. She's out in outer space. Yeah. She's dead. Like, you
Wait
see,
a minute.
Like,
no, I
ice
can do
forming
it.
All over her body.
No, not
And she
a problem.
Wakes up. She's like, no. Oh, hey, everybody.
I've got this.
Check this out. I can fly like Superman.
I'm Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's like Mary Poppins, really.
Who is Luke's girlfriend?
Luke didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, that's too bad. They could have done that whole Luke and Laura thing.
In the expanded universe, it's Mara Jade, first hate of the Emperor.
I don't know what you just said.
Yeah, well, it's good that you don't know, because...
Number 3. Wait a minute.
If we were both this nerdy about Star Wars, it'd be a hard show to listen to.
I should mention number 3, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the... East Moline Coffee. See, in my world, it makes more sense that the Death Star was...
Darth Vader's father.
Exactly. I mean, no one could be trusted. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea. Get your favorite latte, and whatever your favorite hot latte is, you can get it iced. Also, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and when you do, you can listen to every podcast we've ever done, and you also get those specialty podcasts that we do just for the patrons, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, you know what you need to do. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three, there's a movement over there in England, talking about, again, about the music chart.
I've seen this.
Where they're trying to get American
Idiot.
They're
trying to manipulate things.
They're trying to get American Idiot by Green Day to be at the top of the charts.
Right.
And because the president's going over there to visit.
Although not visiting London, right?
He won't be in foggy London town?
Is that the idea?
I don't know.
Because they're allowing that big giant...
a big giant baby.
PPG blimp.
Yeah.
To fly around.
I don't know where the president's going to be when he goes to England, but there's a movement to get the song American Idiot, which is a 14-year-old song. They want that to be number one on the UK charts.
Mind-boggling is 14 years old.
Protesters are streaming and downloading the song through iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon, and it's begun cracking the top 10 lists in those sites over there. And they want to have it at the top of the charts. Now, I'm looking at the charts here in England.
Mm-hmm.
This one
now, they lost, didn't they, in the World Cup?
They did today. They lost to Croatia.
They were up 1-0 and then lost 2-1. So they do not get a chance to bring home the cup.
Croatia is, yes, the young lions of England. And the heartbreak continues. They'll have to wait another 4 years to win a World Cup. They are not bringing it home, as they say.
Uh-huh.
So now Croatia, which is a European country that's about the size of Iowa, they will be playing in the finals against France.
France, home of the Coneheads.
Yes, Beldar.
I mean, the Coneheads. Why isn't that going on? The Coneheads have to be out of their minds for the World Cup, right? Why is that not getting used somewhere?
I would love that if they just panned into the crowd and it's just Beldar and his daughter Connie just sitting in the stands.
Yeah, going crazy.
What was Jane Curtin's name?
Jane Curtin's, right.
Was that Remulac or is that the planet they were from?
Well, yes, France.
France. I'm looking right now and it doesn't look like Green Day's number one on the charts. You know who is?
Who? Drake.
Drake's number two.
Mm.
And number four.
Dr. Dog.
And number five over there.
Dr. Dog. They're number
That's
one.
Right. Dr. Dog is number one in England. They have very different musical tastes over there.
Number four.
Four.
They love their neo-psychedelica.
They do. They really do.
Number four on your top five things for this installment. If you want to avoid ticks, do what the military does. Treat your clothing with something called permethrin.
When's the last time you had a tick?
I've never had a tick, to my knowledge. But do I look like someone that spends a lot of time outdoors?
Rolling around in the bushes?
No. No. And if there was... I don't really roll around in bushes. Like, I'll be on a bike path. They would have to really... When I'm out riding, they would have...
A tick would have to make a big effort to get you.
Yeah, I stay on, like, paved paths. I don't go into the wood paths, even though those do seem kind of interesting. But I don't need Lyme disease. I got a lot on my plate. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need is Lyme disease.
What about lemon and Lyme disease?
Now you're talking.
Very refreshing.
Yeah, so they've been using this
I'm sick as a dog, but very effervescent.
They've been using this. Well, here's the thing. I have no energy.
I have a constant fever, and I'm crisp, and I'm clean with no caffeine. Never had it.
Like the,
never will.
Like the cola nut. He's just constantly laughing like that.
U.S. military began treating soldiers' uniforms with something called permethrin back in the 80s. The move was based on tests showing that this pesticide, which mimics the chrysanthemum flower, prevents tick and insect bites. 3 decades later, it still holds up to scrutiny, and the CDC is now suggesting that maybe this is something we should all start doing, is spraying ourselves with this this pesticide that keeps the ticks away.
Lime with a Y.
Yeah, not fun lime. No. Bad lime.
Number five.
And finally, number five. Remember that doctor that kind of killed Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the news. He's saying that...
I'm back, baby.
Joe Jackson, Conrad Murray, says that...
Who?
Conrad Murray. He was the doctor.
Are you
who,
trying to say that Conrad Bain killed Michael Jackson?
No. That's the last thing I want to say.
Mr. Drummond?
That's the last thing I want to say.
He also killed... what was the name of the fish?
Abraham. Did Conrad Bain have a twin brother? Am I remembering that wrong?
That might be true.
Now, was there ever an episode of Different Strokes where the twin brother came on was like an evil twin?
Like an evil twin with darker hair, like Serena?
Because if not, you missed a real opportunity.
You blew it. You blew it, Different Strokes. You really blew it.
It was really weird for me as a kid when they would show reruns of Maude, and Conrad Bain was on there, and he was kind of like this sex addict guy. Like, he was not at all.
No, he was a different guy. Always wearing,
always had a scarf. Right? Am I wrong? Did he have a twin brother?
In real life, I think he might have. You might have that right.
Or am I thinking of Peter Garrett? No, Bon Air Bain. There you go. It was his identical twin brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah. He was...
Conroy Bain?
He once played the evil twin to Conrad in an episode of SCTV.
Where was that at?
I like that. He was Conrad Bain's evil twin, Hank Bain, in an episode of SCTV. I like that.
How did I miss that?
And then he was on as a twin brother for Maude, but they never did an episode where...
In different strokes.
Okay. I remember there being an evil twin. It must have been SCTV that I'm thinking of. Anyway, Conrad Murray, not Conrad Bain.
Is back.
Yeah, he says that Michael Jackson's father chemically castrated Michael to keep his voice the way it was. He says Joe Jackson was one of the worst fathers to his children in history. He says the cruelty expressed by Michael that he experienced at the hand of his father, the fact that he was chemically castrated to maintain his high-pitched voice, is beyond words. Dr. Murray previously claimed that the father there, Joe Jackson, would give Michael hormone injections to stop his voice from getting deeper.
Mm-hmm.
He was so scared of his dad that he would vomit whenever he saw him. So that's a complicated...
I get sick every time I see your car in the parking lot.
Okay, Lars. Now, Prince Jackson...
My parents always told me that I kept my nose to the grindstone.
Keep my nose to the grindstone.
Your nose to the grindstone.
I'm going to tell that story one of these days.
Time my video.
Okay, so Prince Jackson, who would be Joe Jackson's grandson.
Prince or princess?
Prince Jackson.
Prince Jackson.
Yeah,
which one's Prince? Blanket?
I think Jackson's... No, Prince isn't Blanket. I think...
Blanket's Blanket.
Is Blanket is his real name Blanket?
Is his real name Blanket?
Okay, you got Paris Jackson.
Yes.
Who, by the way, someone needs to sit her down and say, Paris, you're a young lady. You got a bright future. You got to stop putting tattoos on you. You look damn-diculous. You look like you were drawn by a child. Knock it off. If you're listening, Paris, I say this with love.
Uh-huh.
All right? Your dad's not around. Let me be your dad for a second here. Sit down, young lady. Your tattoo's enough already. All right, I'm glad I got that off my chest because I feel very, very strongly about it. And then there's the two kids.
What's her job? What does she do?
Her job is just living off dad's money and going around and being a party girl.
And getting a new tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Prince and Blanket, right? Were those the three kids?
Yeah.
Although, how's he having kids if he was chemically castrated?
Well, it just doesn't add up, does it?
Right?
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right?
No.
So, Prince Michael Jackson has a message for all of you that hate his grandfather.
Okay.
This is...
Not Blanket.
I don't know. Is Prince Blanket...
Prince is the older one.
Is he? So who's Blanket? Blanket wasn't his real... Was Blanket his name on his birth certificate?
Prince is the one that looks like Freddie Prince. Is Freddie Prince actually the father?
I'll say this about Prince Jackson.
You know who he
doesn't
looks like?
Doesn't look an awful lot like Michael.
He doesn't look like Michael. You know who he looks like? A young Robert Blake.
That's very good.
He does. He looks like...
He looks a lot more...
Like Robert Blake than he looks like anybody.
Yeah. I wouldn't be... You know... Here's a message Prince has for...
Why don't they bring Beretta back?
Is Robert... Is he still with us?
I think he is.
He's a free man.
He has people killed. He doesn't have himself killed.
No, they're not. This is a message Prince Jackson has for everyone that's taken shots at his grandfather now that he's died.
Nearly up to date, but when I get back in town, I'm going to get back to making videos and start talking about more things. One of the things I'm going to talk about today is my grandpa and what the fuck's got to say about him. So y'all can keep talking all that you want, saying he abused my dad and all this, and I'm going to make a YouTube video about it for sure. But he raised these kids, right? Otherwise, they would have been in gangs or dead. So go ahead. Keep talking shit. But you won't ever be as great as one of that man's balls in his nut. Just remember that.
Well, that's a tribute. Boy, you don't look like the Jacksons.
Sure don't. You know,
you don't look...
You sure don't.
You don't look like him at all.
Okay, so... He has two kids named Prince.
Why not?
There's Prince Michael Jackson and Prince Michael Jackson II, and that one's called Blanket. You gave two of your
Where's
kids
Blanket?
Well, you remember we played you that audio where just before he died, Joe Jackson was making videos for Blanket saying, "I know where you live, Blanket. I'm coming to get you." Right?
Oh, Jesus.
Am I wrong about that?
Uh-huh.
So she has Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., who is Prince, and then Prince Michael Jackson II, who's known as Blanket. I don't know which one we just heard
there's
from. That wasn't Blanket,
no.
Right?
No, that's not Blanket. That's Beretta.
You know, you're probably right. It's going to have to do it for this show. We ran out of time. I got other things I want to talk about. We'll have to get to them sometime next week.
We will be back next week.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again.
Yeah, if you see us out and about, just...
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.